Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Odyssey Legal Insider, Amy Dash. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Amy, first off, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Amy, we had both Rusty Harden on Tuesday afternoon at 6 o'clock on the afternoon show. Then we had Tony Busby on at 6 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. So both were given equal time. Obviously, you know, Browns fans see things in a different light. Rusty Harden, I did think, was more impressive of the two. And some of that just become it's a court of public opinion now. It's a suit of liability. It's a civil suit, and I think that might matter to fans. Does any of that matter to the NFL?
I think public perception does matter to the NFL, and I think the NFL is under extreme pressure to issue a suspension, whether or not Deshaun Watson actually did what he's accused of. And the reason that I say that is because, you know, first of all, with MLB, you have Trevor Bauer, who was just suspended a year, even though there were no criminal charges. In the past, the NFL, in the context of its own league, has given suspensions. For example, Ben Roethlisberger, he got 6 games. It was later reduced to 4 when he was accused of sexually assaulting 2 women. Here you have 22 women, and you have an admission from Deshaun Watson and his legal team that he had sex with several of these women. So whether or not that was consensual, it's still up for debate. Nobody was in that room. So the NFL's in a very difficult position. They have to choose who they believe. But if they say that they entirely believe Deshaun Watson, that nothing happened, they're essentially saying they disbelieve 22 women who are making very serious allegations. And I think from a PR perspective, they're going to have a major problem with that. So I think they are trying to accommodate, like you said, the public perception or the court of public opinion. There's no way they can't address that.
Amy Dash joining us on the show. Well, we've brought that up several times. Callers have brought that up repeatedly. And the thing that Lyman and I always have to say is that in the case with Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, one is Major League Baseball when it comes to with Trevor Bauer. But in the other case with Ben Roethlisberger, you know, that was done by the commissioner. This is going to be Sue Robinson. She's a former judge. Where does that play into that? Because to her, is there precedent? Is there something that she looks at with those judgments? Or is this a clean slate the way a lot of fans were led to believe with the new CBA?
Well, it's very interesting you bring that up, because the changes to the CBA do make a difference in terms of there is a benefit to the players. And that's because the NFLPA is, you know, was integral to making these changes. So obviously they want it to go in favor of the players. So now let's say that she decides that there should be no suspension at all. And she may decide that if there is not enough compelling evidence that would indicate, you know, more likely than not that something happened. Then that cannot be challenged under the new CBA. However, if there is a suspension, the commissioner can come in and have the final determination and change the length of the suspension. So if she decides that, yes, there should be a suspension, that could be enhanced or reduced by him. But if she says, no, absolutely no suspension, that's final and that can't be challenged.
Amy Dash joined us on the hotline. We do know in combing through the conduct policy by the NFL, which the latest one that I have is from 2016, but it does say in there that they have truly done everything they can to educate players on not putting themselves in position to be a disgrace to the league or provide any kind of bad press. And obviously, at the very least, even if he's totally innocent, he did put himself in this position with over 40 odd masseuses. We know that the public sentiment that is out there about what he may have done and certainly his side of the story. Just knowing what we know now, it seems like the conduct policy is so broad that I can't see a scenario where he doesn't get suspended, where he would get zero games just based on what he has brought the NFL in terms of the negative spotlight. What do you conclude right now, Amy?
Right. I mean, I'm not making a determination at all on his innocence or guilt. I believe that's for the criminal justice system. But speaking from a purely NFL disciplinary standpoint, I do not see him starting the season. I think there's going to be a determination before the season starts because the NFL does not want it to be a continued distraction. The criminal case has resolved, so there's nothing in their way. The civil cases will go on potentially for years if both sides see them through. So I don't think he's starting. I think there is going to be a suspension before the start of the season. How long the suspension will be, that I have no idea. But I don't see a world in which he gets nothing and a judge and the league basically send the message that they don't believe 22 women.
Amy, what did you make of Tony Busby, who came on our radio station earlier this week, and he has been quoted as saying this publicly as well, that the investigators from the NFL, he thought they were almost hostile towards the accusers. What did you make of that? As far as the NFL is concerned, which certainly that would look really bad for the NFL to almost go in with such skepticism and almost turn the tables on the accusers. I just don't think that would look really good to the NFL.
Right, but I think the NFL has put itself in an impossible position where it's created its own criminal justice system, and it has to sort of treat people who are making accusations in the same way that it's probably treating the accused. And that's, I don't know whether it's aggressive or hostile or what have you, but I think there needs to be a certain level of probing and skepticism and, you know, cross-examination, so to speak, within the context of its own investigation, because it is, you know, hiring investigators, people with experience in this area, and basically making an adjudication and determining whether there's guilt in a scenario or not. And it's, I've always said it's a controversial and it's not a position that I think the NFL should be in, but that's the position that it's put itself in.
Amy Dash joining us here. There is a question that I have where if he's suspended, can that be used in his civil cases? Because that's where my issue of fairness comes in. Because he insists on fighting the civil cases. That's his right. And he should. If he believes his innocence, he should. But if he were to be suspended for whatever this year, can that be used against him in a civil case? Because that doesn't seem very fair.
Yeah, I think it absolutely can be presented in a civil case. Now, whether it's actually used against him or not, I think it will come down to how well the attorneys do their job. But there can be an attempt. I mean, obviously, there can be an objection to that. But I think it's going to become so public that it's going to be really hard to shield it from the people who are on those juries, because it's probably going to come down before the trials even resume, before they even pick those juries. So people will hear about it.
Amy Dash joining us here. If there is no suspension, could they, say there's no suspension, and then there's more that's brought to the table some way, somehow. Could they go back and try to do it again? Or does the NFL have their own version of double jeopardy?
No. So if there is no suspension, that's it. It's final. And that's where this new system is in favor of the NFLPA and the players. Because then they're done. However, I think, you know, if the NFL were adjudicating this, it would be more opposed to making a final determination that leans in favor of no suspension, because it already got burned when it did that with Ray Rice. And then the video came out. So that was a huge problem. But now the NFL sort of washes its hands of it and say, well, we have this independent person who's experienced, who's a former judge, who's going to make the determination, and her determination stands. So I think, you know, now they could say, well, this had nothing to do with us, don't blame us. I'm hoping that they're not influencing this person. At the same time, because of the number of accusers, and the admission that, you know, sexual relationships did take place with some of these women, and the sheer number of not only accusers but women that were contacted, I think there's a good possibility that there will be some sort of a suspension. And then at that point, the NFL can sort of get in and manipulate that, and that's where they're going to come under pressure again as to, okay, how long and how many women do you think were telling the truth versus not? There's a good chance that these cases might be determined on a case-by-case basis. So there may be no suspensions with some and some suspensions with more serious allegations if there's evidence to basically back them up.
Amy, just a couple more here. We appreciate your perspective, our Odyssey Legal Insider on the hotline. Look, whether or not it would be unethical to do this from the NFL's point of view, that's another matter. But would you put it past the NFL behind the scenes to take Deshaun Watson aside and say, get this settled now?
I think they would have done that, to be honest with you, by now, because it's just become such a firestorm of publicity that they would have done it. I mean, maybe not because of the criminal investigation. Maybe they were waiting for that to end. But I really think that he is so far in on his platform of I'm going to clear my name that it's going to be very hard to backtrack. I was extremely surprised that when there was an opportunity to settle the majority of these cases and it wasn't done in time for the trade deadline, that was completely abandoned, because I had heard that there was some progress there, even though they hadn't, you know, reached the number of people that would have satisfied the Dolphins. There was still an opportunity to settle a vast majority of the cases. Now, not all of them, because every woman felt differently, I was told, and some of them wanted to see their cases through. But yeah, certainly in a situation where you can have these cases tried separately and this process going on for years, and you're making $230 million, why not try to settle some of them?
Amy Dash joining us here on the show. That was one of the things that kind of surprised me real quick, where we know from Ed and Peggy Gallick of Fox 8 that there was a possible settlement outreach in April, last month. And neither lawyer has come on and said nothing like that is on the table. It's still a possibility there. I know that not all 22 accusers feel the same way about a settlement there. Could there be a possibility where he settles a multitude of them and then, okay, this is where it is? But once the decision is made, then the decision is made by the NFL. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, I think that what happens in these situations is he's riding high now on a wave of no criminal charges and two grand juries declining to charge him. So that's a victory. And when you have a victory, you have two contentious lawyers who are, you know, really out, I would say, have like hatred towards one another over the way that they have each handled the case. I think you're not in a position where you have your advocate encouraging you to settle. You don't have an adversary that's easy to settle with necessarily, because they're fiercely advocating for their client. And you've just, you know, been exonerated in the criminal system, so to speak. And you have all the money, you know, and you've been through the ringer in the court of public opinion. So I think there is a conviction here on his part to say, I'm going to see this through, you know, even if it's just from a pride standpoint.
Amy, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Amy Dash, Odyssey Legal Insider. Amy Dash, Insider Calls, presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. A little bit of a reaction to that when we come back. And then, coming in hot, coming up next, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.